Blog Talk Radio.
Just try to keep the appearances. Yep, you'll be mad when you get what you don't have. But you don't go away for the day like a nomad. Don't stay away for too long, I'll relapse. You're fighting away like I'm Captain AF. Oh, but you steal my heart away. I would say.
This is Howe's New York with New York real estate attorney Robert Howe. Tonight we welcome Bay Ridge Community Council's Arlene Keating. Stay tuned for Bob. I'm your host again, Robert Howe, and we are talking about a multitude of topics, including real estate, community, politics in a nonpartisan manner, and any hot topic of the day. We are broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyear Buyer, Norway, to Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, thanks to the power of Blog Talk Radio. I am here with my executive producer, Jason Versace, of Rising Tide Marketing. We have as our guest tonight Arlene Keating. Arlene Keating is the Executive Secretary of the Bay Ridge Community Council, and we welcome you, Arlene. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. Nice to talk to you tonight. How have you been?
Yes, great chatting with you also. Arlene, I see you have a very fancy title as Executive Secretary. Tell us, besides being a Chief Cook and Bottle Washer, what are your responsibilities as the Executive Secretary of the Bay Ridge Community Council?
Okay. The executive secretary position in the council is one of a rather ongoing position, whereas presidents of the organization come and go, if you will. The executive secretary seems to stick around for many, many years. In fact, over the 61 years that the council's been in existence, I believe there has only been about 8 executive secretaries.
Really?
So you can see that it's kind of a life sentence, so to speak, but a quite enjoyable one.
Have you asked the governor for any clemency or?
No term limits.
No term limits. Yes, I know those. I know well those volunteer positions are no term limits, endless, and generally no reprieve from the governor.
No, not at all. Now,
but
the principal role of the executive secretary is to mentor and to guide the incoming presidents and the other officers to educate them and give them the best information possible about how the council works and what its mission and goals are. So that's kind of my job.
And you've been the anchor for how long?
I have just entered my 4th year as executive secretary. In fact, nominations are coming up in April, and I will probably be running for the position yet again.
Sounds good. Hopefully my name will never appear on any more volunteer forms, but if you do see it pop up, scratch it off as fast as you can. tell us a little bit about the Bay Ridge Community Council. How long have you been in existence?
The Bay Ridge Community Council is an umbrella organization which was organized in 1951. It was organized by Vincent Kassenbrock along with his brother Walter. And it was designed to promote the moral, social, and economic welfare of the people of Bay Ridge, the surrounding area of Dyker Heights, and Fort Hamilton. The umbrella constitutes just under about 100 member organizations. The organizations affiliated with the council are of a civic, social, religious, any kind of organization in which they have their own charter and bylaws, and they don't conflict with the mission of the council. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. We're entering our 61st year, and we're doing very well. You know, it's tough for any organization to be around for as long as we have. I know there are others. We have some member organizations that are actually older than us, the Dyker Heights Civic Association, for example. Mm-hmm. As with anything else, we continue to forge ahead and to get new membership and to, just reach out and continue to do the things that the council is known for.
This umbrella organization seems to be unique in the city of New York, unless you know of other communities that have similar type of umbrella organizations.
I do not know of any, certainly in Brooklyn, that are similar to the Bay Ridge Community Council. And it is the leadership of the member organizations that, quite frankly, maintain order and discipline, if you will, in the area. We keep Bay Ridge and the surrounding area alive and well, and address issues that would affect the welfare and living conditions of the people in the area.
They say Bay Ridge is a community of organizations. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely do. I absolutely agree with that. And although organizations are aplenty in Bay Ridge, it is those organizations, the people in it, and those who lead it that are actually in the forefront of what keeps our neighborhood the fine place that it is, and a place that people still come to and want to live in.
So say I'm a new organization. I'm the 110th Street Block Association. Why
mm-hmm.
should I think about joining the Bay Ridge Community Council?
I should think that you'd want to join the Bay Ridge Community Council actually for a number of reasons. One, it's a venue in which you can come, attend a meeting, bring to us your mission, your goals, share that with fellow organizations who may be able to partner with you, to bring you to the forefront of something else. It's a networking within a network opportunity, I believe. It also allows hundreds of people who are connected with the Bay Ridge Community Council to receive information that you want to relay to others. It's just a very good vehicle for information and for sharing.
It's informational and networking at the same time, and by being a new organization, you can immediately connect to the heart of all the activity in Bay Ridge.
Right. Right, and especially as someone that, pardon me, forms an organization that may be one that other people are not familiar with. This gives you an opportunity to come present your organization, bring it to the forefront, tell many, many people what it is your goals and mission is, and to share that and grow from there.
Now, Arlene, you are the executive secretary, the anchor of the organization. Who are some of the officers around you, the president, the vice president? Tell us who they are and a little bit about them.
Right. Our current president is Alexander Conti. Alex actually has just finished serving an unprecedented two-year term. We actually amended our constitution last year to allow the president to serve a continuous two-year term, if so elected to do so. So that was a big thing for us, because over
the
years,
and that helps with a little continuity too.
Yes, it does give you continuity, because sometimes a president, a good president with good ideas and good plans, just about gets them implemented when the term is over. So it was a good idea for us to allow the president to stay longer. In addition, Alex was our president years ago in, I want to say, the late 1990s. Our first vice president is Alice Fazador. Alice Fazador is the president of the ARP chapter, 5055. Every other officer serves one-year terms and must be reelected, other than the executive secretary. Pardon me.
And how does it generally work? Do people work their way up the ladder, or could
it
could
typically
I work
over the year? Yes, over the years, it was a chain of command, if you will. You started at the bottom. You were a corresponding secretary or the recording secretary. The following year, you moved up to second vice president, to first vice president, and to president. Unfortunately, in the real world, as of late, we don't see that happening. There are people that want to do just a particular job in their capacity, and they don't want to assume another. So we're struggling a little bit with that, but typically it is a chain of command. But we're going to have to see where that takes us this year. Nominations are coming up.
Good. And in addition to your offices, you have a committee set up too. About how many committees do you have?
I believe right now we have about a dozen committees in place. They constitute the essay committee, the Halloween art committee, the civic affairs committee, the arts and cultural committee, which is a new committee we formed just last year. Many, many committees, school affairs, veterans affairs, acts of kindness.
Is there any one activity that the council does that you believe really epitomizes the heart and soul of the organization?
Actually, I can think of a couple.
Okay.
But the one that comes to mind first, of course, is the Halloween art contest. The Halloween window painting contest for elementary school students, grades 5 to 8 of all schools, was established in 1952 and has been ongoing every year since. I don't think there is a mature person still living in Bay Ridge that at one time or another was not part of the Halloween art window painting contest. Another one that comes to mind is the track and field event, also ongoing since 1952. The essay contest. The essay contest also open to every school student, grades 5 through 8, where they write a essay on a particular topic that is provided to them by the council. The photography contest is coming up shortly. photography contest was started in 1989. Actually, I said I could think of a couple. I could think of a lot. Yeah, I'm on a roll here. The Community Council Community Picnic is also a wonderful event. That's planned this year for May 6th. Now, that also started in the 70s. That was 1976. We had our first council-sponsored community picnic. We had a bit of a hiatus after 9/11 due to the closing of the Fort Hamilton Army Base to the public. So we just had our first Get Back Together community picnic last year in 2011. So we were happy about that the fort reopened to the public, and we held a very successful, fun picnic last year.
Well, the picnic is a very public way of the community getting together, similar to the handful of parades and avenue festivals that we have, where the entire community can get out and see who their neighbors are. You know, we live in a little bit of an anonymous society now,
mm-hmm.
but these opportunities get people out of the house to see people they might not have seen in many years.
Absolutely. The Bay Ridge Community Council picnic is open to everyone. You don't have to live here. You don't have to work here. It is open to everyone, and I believe the fee is $1. You know, it's just a great event. Everyone's invited. There's something for everyone, things for the children, things for the grown-ups. It's just a great day.
Now, Arlene, I know you mentioned you have a new committee in formation the Arts and Cultural. Tell us a little about what the aim of that committee is, and why did it come into it? What was the need for it to come into existence?
It actually was the brainchild of President Conte. He wanted and felt that there was no reason that the council shouldn't bring to the forefront all the art culture and theater culture that is abound in Bay Ridge. So in a conversation he had with Karen Tadros of Ridge Corral, Jeff Samaha, and Anthony Marino of Brooklyn One Theater, together they decided to form what we now are calling an Arts and Culture Committee. Now, the Arts and Cultural, well, they were the chairs. Other people were asked to join the committee. It was an open committee. Anyone that was interested in joining could join. And the committee met several times once it was formed, and we brainstormed in what could we do that would not only showcase the talent, but would also put the council's good name in the forefront. And the first thing we came up with was our extremely successful event called Teen Idol. And we did Teen Idol in September. It was an open audition process. It was for teens, so anyone 13 to 19 was able to audition. Once you were accepted by the chairs as being part of our contestant pool, we had 20 participants. And then the committee had specific jobs they had to do. We had to find a location. We had to advertise. We had to mentor these young teens in how to perform on stage. It was a learning experience for them as well. The talent of our chair people enabled the children to, or the teens, I shouldn't call them children, these young people to how to sing through a microphone, how to have stage presence, how to make eye contact with an audience. It was an excellent learning experience for them. They enjoyed every minute of it, and we never in a million years thought it would be as successful as it was.
Yeah, no, it got rave reviews. And so someone says, you know, there's nothing for our teens to do. They're wrong, because the community council really put on this fabulous program that, as you point out, you really trained these young people to do something, and they were able to accomplish it with your supervision.
Yes, and it gave all 20 of them a very even playing field the night of the competition. And the competition was not judged by anyone with any connection to the Bay Ridge Community Council. Just to keep it really fair, we actually had the privilege of having some Broadway folks come and be our judges, and we had four of them. So, you know, things had to be unanimous. Each person was critiqued privately. It was wonderful. It was just wonderful. There was no seats available at Our Lady of Angels Auditorium. It was packed.
And is Teen Idol 2012 in the offing?
Actually, the Arts and Culture Committee meets next week, and I'm sure we'll be talking about Teen Idol 2012. I'm sure we will. Because it certainly was a wonderful event for everyone involved.
It was, and, you know, maybe we'll be looking back, I don't know, all the way to the 1952s of the Halloween and the track and field contest, but hopefully Teen Idol will become one of those, one of the faces of the Bay Ridge Community Council.
Mm-hmm. That is our goal.
I also see that your council engages in a lot of other activities. Well, you've told us a ton of them already,
mm-hmm.
but I see one, Acts of Kindness. Is that... Tell us what it is. And
yes. Acts of Kindness was actually known in 1995 when it was formed as Make a Difference Day. We changed it from Make a Difference Day to Acts of Kindness, making sure that every day was a day to make a difference. And there is an Act of Kindness committee with two chair people at the helm. And a few times during the year, we have an Act of Kindness Day. And it depends on what the committee decides they want to do. But to give you an example, I myself was the chair of Act of Kindness several years ago. And my thought was that we would purchase live green plants and bring them over to the Augustana home on Valentine's Day and give every patient or every person residing in Augustana a live green plant. And it was so satisfying and so rewarding, because you would have thought that you just gave these people, you know, a $100 bill. It was wonderful. So it's little things like that, that, you know, you made a difference. It was a kind act. And that's kind of where and how Acts of Kindness works. So
I also see your organization goes out of its way to identify hidden treasures of the community. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we just at last week's general meeting, we honored our hidden treasures of the community. A hidden treasure of the community is someone who doesn't get the recognition or the limelight, if you will, on a regular basis. They are the quiet workers in the background. They're the people that do good things that either other people really don't know about or that they don't boast about. A great example of that is a couple of years ago, we found out about a group of women who make blankets, socks, hats, sweaters. They're called the Quilters Under the Bridge. And they belong to the Senior Center on Fort Hamilton Parkway. And they knit, and they send their knit wares overseas to the military.
Boy, no,
who knew? Yeah, who knew? So those are the kind of people that somebody brings to the forefront or nominates. And we just had a wonderful ceremony last week at our meeting. But they're the people that are behind the scenes for the most part.
So. Yes, I think that's a wonderful thing to recognize people who very quietly do something for others and seek or get no recognition.
Exactly.
To point them out and to say, hey, you're doing a good job is a wonderful thing.
Exactly.
Arlene, as we're winding down our show, tell us about some events that are coming up that maybe your membership or our listenership would like to engage themselves in over the next couple months.
Sure. Coming up on March 4th is the Kassenbrock Brothers Memorial Scholarship Fund Spring Luncheon. Now, that luncheon, along with other events hosted by the administrator of the Kassenbrock Fund, raises money for scholarships, also known as grants in aid. And those scholarships are given to college-bound students from area high schools based on their community service. So that's a wonderful event that the Kassenbrock Brothers Memorial Scholarship Fund is a part of the Bay Ridge Community Council named after Vincent and Walter Kassenbrock. So that's a great thing. The photography contest open to students and adults is in the works. The topic for the 2012 photo contest is people and places, and anyone, amateur only, can submit a photograph taken by themselves, one print per entry, and just submit it to the Bay Ridge Community Council, care of McLaughlin and Sons at 9620 3rd Avenue. And on the back of their photo, include their name, their address, telephone number, whether they're a student and the grade they're in. If they're an adult, just write adult. And they have until March 5th to submit their photos. And there will be award ceremony. We give cash prizes March 27th at our general meeting. So that's coming up. And that, you know, the photography contest has been ongoing since 89. So that's a great event. And also the community picnic, as I said, is scheduled for May 6th. And that will be at the Fort Hamilton Army Base starting at about noon. What else is coming up? I think
you filled up most everybody's calendar by now, Arlene.
Yeah, you know, mine is so full I can't even read it anymore. Honestly.
You have to look for holes.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, Arlene, our big dinner dance is in June, so.
Capture season. Mm-hmm. Arlene, you're telling people about all these events. How can they find out more and give us a little contact information before we sign off?
Sure. These days, in this fine world of technology, the best way to contact the Bay Ridge Community Council is by email. We are on Facebook, and you can reach us at www.bayridgecommunitycouncil.net.org or .com. So even if you get where, you can use any one of them. But it's www.bayridgecommunitycouncil. We also have a mailing address for anyone that may be interested in possible admission to the council. Can write to us at our address, Bay Ridge Community Council, P.O. Box 09001, Fort Hamilton Station, Brooklyn, New York, 11209.
Well, Arlene, on behalf of our show and all the folks in Bay Ridge, we have to thank you and the Bay Ridge Community Council. Without your organization, Bay Ridge wouldn't be the rich place that it is, and vibrant place that it is. So we thank you.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure speaking to you, and I can hope to continue doing great things with the council.
And we and our listeners will see you at one of your many upcoming events.
Good, good.
Thank
Very
you.
Very good. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Well, this concludes tonight's radio program. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show, and thanks to our guest, Arlene Keating, the Executive Secretary of the Bay Ridge Community Council, for sharing her insights with us. This is How's New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people. Wishing you a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon, I am your host, Robert Howe.